Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Industry bodies describe India-European Union Free Trade Agreement as game-changer for Indian industry. India-European Union FTA receives wide and prominent coverage across leading international media outlets, underscoring global significance of the agreement. Asia's largest civil aviation event, Wings India 2026, begins at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad. France calls for negotiations to speed up Security Council reforms and add permanent members. International Data Privacy Day is being observed today to raise awareness about importance of protecting personal data. And in Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India beat Zimbabwe by 204 runs in Super 6 stage match at Bulawayo. And now the news in detail. Industry bodies have welcomed the landmark India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, or FTA, signed in New Delhi. Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, has said that the agreement represents a strategic breakthrough in the country's global trade engagement and significantly deepens the partnership between them. CII Director General Chandrajit Banerjee said that the unprecedented preferential access secured for over 99% of Indian exports through the agreement is a game-changer for Indian industry.
This particular one with the EU is really mutually beneficial. India getting a huge amount of access, and the tariff line that we are seeing on both sides, 96.8 and 92.1 respectively, just is tremendous opportunities for our critical sectors to look at the European market and for Europe to look at India, and also from the point of view of investments.
Federation of Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, has congratulated the government for advancing this agreement of strategic scale and long-term significance. FICCI President Anant Goenka said, the FTA is poised to unlock substantial, untapped trade and investment opportunities, enabling deeper market access and stronger value chain integration. Federation of Indian Export Organizations, FIEO, President S.C. Ralhan said, the agreement will open unprecedented market access for Indian exporters across goods and services, particularly empowering labor-intensive sectors, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, artisans, and youth. Confederation of All India Traders, CIIT, has described India-EU FTA a global boost for Indian traders, MSMEs, and manufacturing. CIIT Secretary General Praveen Khandelwal said that the agreement will particularly empower MSMEs by opening new global markets and reinforcing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat through global integration. The announcement of the India-EU FTA has drawn extensive and prominent coverage across leading international media outlets, describing it as a historic deal and even the mother of all trade deals. The coverage highlighted the agreement's significance as one of the most consequential global trade pacts in recent years. Major international publications across Europe, the United States, and multilateral platforms called the India-EU FTA as a defining moment in global economic diplomacy. British and European media such as the BBC, Financial Times, The Guardian, Euronews, DW, France 24, Le Monde highlighted the scale and ambition of the agreement, noting that it represents the largest trade deal concluded by either India or the European Union to date. In the US, outlets including Bloomberg, The Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, The New York Times, CNBC, and The Associated Press focused on the agreement's wider implications for global trade architecture. Wings India 2026, Asia's largest civil aviation event, began today at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu formally inaugurated the four-day event. The event features an elaborate and world-class international exhibition, static aircraft displays, and aerobatic flying shows. High-level global aviation conference, CEO roundtables, B2B and B2G meetings, aviation job fair, and student innovation competition. Ministerial-level and official foreign delegations from 20 countries, including Russia, Singapore, Maldives, Mongolia, Oman, Qatar, European Union, UK, France, Germany, US, are participating in Wings India 2026. The event aims to be the most comprehensive aviation platform for policymakers, global CEOs, investors, innovators, airlines, airports, technology providers, training institutions, and startups. The theme of Wings India 2026 is Indian Aviation, Paving the Future from Design to Deployment, Manufacturing to Maintenance, Inclusivity to Innovation, and Safety to Sustainability. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A plane carrying Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar crashed in Baramati, Maharashtra this morning. The incident has been confirmed by officials. Rescue operations are currently underway at the crash site. Further details are awaited. France has called for text-based negotiations to speed Security Council reforms and add permanent members to ensure its legitimacy. France's permanent representative, Jérôme Bonnefont, said France will remain fully engaged in the achievement of Security Council reform to enhance its representativeness and legitimacy through expansion in both categories of membership, permanent and non-permanent. At the Council's high-level debate on reaffirming international rule of law, he said, France is convinced that a reform is possible in this area and that there is a need to begin negotiations based on a draft text without awaiting an unattainable consensus which is not required under the Charter. International Data Privacy Day is being observed today. The day aims to raise awareness about the importance of protecting personal data and privacy in the digital age. A report.
The day is also known as Data Protection Day, was designated in 2006 by the Council of Europe to commemorate the signing of Convention 108, the world's first legally binding international treaty on data protection. Data privacy is a foundational pillar of responsible digital governance. In this regard, India has also taken significant measures to protect the data of its citizens, as it is the world's third largest digitalized economy, where digital platforms embedded in daily economic and social life. To curb data breaches, the country introduced the DPDP Act 2023 and the DPDP Rules 2025, along with other laws. These provide a citizen-centric framework that balances data privacy, innovation, and public interest. Additionally, the government allocated over 780 crore rupees in the budget 2025-26 for cybersecurity to safeguard digital public infrastructure. Observing Data Privacy Day reinforces the collective responsibility of governments, institutions, and citizens in protecting digital rights. With Dilnashi Arzu, Renu Kataria, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Bangladesh has inked a defense deal with China to set up a manufacturing facility for unmanned aerial vehicles or UAVs. In a statement, Bangladesh Defense Ministry said the agreement was signed between the Bangladesh Air Force and the state-owned China Electronics Technology Group Corporation International. In the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India moved to the top of the Group 2 points table with a convincing win over Ho Zimbabwe by 204 runs in the Super 6 stage match in Bulawayo yesterday evening. Vihan Malhotra smashed an unbeaten 109 to lead India to a gigantic total of 352 in the stipulated 50 overs. Vihan's century was India's first at the tournament. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Industry bodies describe India-European Union Free Trade Agreement as game-changer for Indian industry. India-European Union FTA receives wide and prominent coverage across leading international media outlets, underscoring global significance of the agreement. Asia's largest civil aviation event, Wings India 2026, begins at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad. France calls for negotiations to speed up Security Council reforms and add permanent members. International Data Privacy Day is being observed today to raise awareness about importance of protecting personal data. And in Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India beat Zimbabwe by 204 runs in Super 6 stage match at Bulawayo. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.